people sometimes, like, depending on, like, your friends and stuff, too, like, they'll look at you differently. I believe a friend should, like, support, like, you know, like, support them and make sure that, like, they, like, they're okay. Honestly, what I do is I try to just, I just really try to, like, tell myself I'm okay, you know, like, and just try to get through day by day.
Accept
me. Because if you can't accept your own self, who else is going to accept you? Nobody.
Hi, hello. We are currently starting our first interview with Miss
Koski.
And I am here with my group, and we are going to be talking about LGBTQ+ and also mental health. But I may be here just asking you about both. So, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just a little tired.
Currently, I see that you have a pansexual flag behind you. So, are you pansexual?
That's my most recent identification. I've kind of just been using the word queer lately, though, just because when you tell somebody that you're pansexual, you end up having to describe it. So, I've just been saying that I'm queer.
I completely understand that because I'm currently going through the same things.
You don't have to be anything in particular.
I completely understand exactly what you're saying. So, how was it after you came out?
So, my coming out story is actually, like, relatively easy, but that's just because my family had already gone through the trauma of someone coming out before me. My dad's brother came out in, like, the 70s, maybe 80s. I don't know. They were young. They weren't that young, but we weren't born yet, obviously. So my grandmother already had, like, gone through dealing with that, like, kicked him out. And then eventually she was like, oh, that's my son. Like, I love him. Let me take him back in. So then my dad grew up with a gay brother for most of his life. So being gay or different, quote unquote, is not as different in my house. So when I came out, I never really, like, came out as in, like, saying, mom, I'm pan or bi or gay or anything like that. I just started dating a woman. And then I was like, mom, this is my girlfriend. And she was like, okay. And my dad was like, cool. And my grandma was like, are you happy? And I said, yeah. And she said, all right. And then that was it. That was my coming out. I was, like, a little nervous. Because, like, I know that they were, you know, like, understanding and stuff. But it's like, you know, your own child is going to be different, usually. But they were totally fine with it. And they loved my ex, like one of their own.
I love that, actually. That sounds very beautiful. I wish I had a story like that. They sounded very accepting, so I won't really ask you if they treated you differently because you just told me that they didn't.
They were very, very respectful and great during the whole thing.
I really love that. How did you, like, indulge that experience? Like, how did it affect you when you found out, like...
Before I, like, really came out with the girlfriend, I brought her home as, like, a friend. This is, like, someone from college, like... We live in dorms near each other, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is just my friend. We're spending the weekend at home. And it's like, your parents know. If you say, like, this is your friend, they know you're lying. But they just, like, went along with it. And then when I came out, they were just like, oh, cool. And so then I just felt, like, more okay to have her come over. And I just felt comfortable being able to, like, express those things in front of my parents.
So they made you feel very comfortable.
Yes. That's yeah. Good. They never made me feel, like, nervous about expressing my queer identity in front of them.
So did you ever feel, like, affected by how others may view you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I knew that I was queer probably in, like, late middle school, early high school, but I didn't come out to anybody but, like, my closest friends until junior or senior year because I was so afraid that people would think that, like, oh, you like girls? That means we can't have a sleepover.
Right.
You know, you're gonna have a big, fat lesbian crush on me, like they say in Mean Girls. But I was worried that my friends were going to, like, kick me out of, like, our friend group because they thought I was going to be in love with them. So, like, I didn't tell any of them until I was in a relationship with somebody else in high school. And then I was like, oh, by the way, I'm bi. That's what I used to say at that time. And they were like, oh, cool. And I was like, oh, so I could have said that, like, 4 years ago? Cool.
I completely understand that. I get that completely. Well, do we have any other questions?
You want to ask about the club?
I can tell you more about that. So GSA used to be called the Gay Straight Alliance. But since there's so much more than gay and straight and being an ally, that a lot of places have now changed the name to the Gender and Sexuality Alliance, because there's, you know, all the genders and all the sexualities that you want to be. And it's just a way for students to feel welcome and have a just like a place to exist. Like if you can't come out at home, you can just be your authentic self for an hour after school and just like hang out. I don't have that many members at the moment, but I do know that there's a lot of people that are just busy during the week and stuff like that. But it's nice to just have it and kids know that like there is a safe space to exist. Because like even kids that aren't in my club but I know are queer just come to me because they know that this is a space that they can exist in without being judged.
I completely understand that. I love that. That sounds very open and welcoming.
Tuesdays
after school. So if you want to come for the rest of the school year, Tuesdays after school.
So what do we do in those clubs, in your club?
So ideally, we actually really wanted to throw a gay prom, like just like in the gym or something, and just like put like rainbows up everywhere. But we had a drop in our enrollment in clubs, so we didn't really have like the people to like do it, to do the fundraising and all that stuff. So maybe in future years, that's something that could be really cool that happens here at Olney. And are you guys juniors?
Yep.
So you know Mix McIntyre? They're gonna help work with GSA next year in expanding its like reach throughout the school.
I love that. That sounds very cool.
I'll be willing to help if I'm available.
That will be the end of our interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much.